This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? James Lamont sitting in for Scott Hennon, who is en route back from Norway, back tomorrow. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I'll tell you, when the winter months are here, we love talking about, well, year-round, really, Hot Spring Spa. Maybe a Finlio sauna. Really nice in the winter when it's, you know, 10 below. Sliding into that hot tub or that sauna, fantastic. But now, it's 100 degrees outside. Well, how about a splash pool? How about an endless pool? You want to do some swimming? You don't have a lot of room? These endless pools are gorgeous. I mean, they look, they'll fit on your patio. Pretty much creates a fabulous current in there. Get your workout in. And you can turn it into just a small, you know, soak, deal when you want to just hang out in the cool water. Or you can go a splash pool. And if you have a smaller backyard, living in town, whatever, these splash pools come in different sizes. They go up quick. They're awesome. You can ask Alex Taylor about them, my morning show partner. She loves theirs, and they've got them. There's some stock. They've got them in stock. Of course, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Tell them we sent you. And is Tom on yet, Daniel? Waiting for Tom? We do have Tom. All right. James Lamont is in for Scotty today, talking some the Grand Sky development. Man, I love hearing about this stuff. I got to get up there. Tom, how are you? Welcome back.
I am doing great. Thank you so much for hosting me.
Yeah, it's great to have you, Tom. We'll just jump right in. I mean, last week we had an amazing announcement at Grand Sky. Obviously, that was for a program that is a tenant of yours, but can you tell the audience what Grand Sky is?
Sure. Grand Sky is an unmanned systems, for lack of better words, drone business partner. But when I say drone, most people think of the little buzzy quadcopter things that zip around, and Grand Sky have been built around supporting the largest of large unmanned aircraft. Mostly that fly for the military, but are starting to become more commercial-oriented. And when I say large, are the smallest one we routinely fly has a 66-foot wingspan. And now recently, and we'll talk about it some more in a little bit, but the Northrop Grumman Global Hawk is now being set up to move over to Grand Sky and start to get renovated. So that's got a 131-foot wingspan. It's as big as a 737.
Well, the governor mentioned, during his speech, a $2.5 billion worth of assets home at Grand Sky. You know, that combined with all of the infrastructure that's been invested by the tenants. I mean, we're getting close to $3 billion worth of stuff, if you will, at that facility. And reminding the listeners, you guys are the first of its kind, public-private, co-located commercial aviation park in the United States. So. When you think about that, this was the first of its kind. We've had a lot of firsts here in North Dakota, but you know, what does $3 billion mean to Grand Sky and the future of development activity at the site?
Well, you're absolutely right. Even the New York Times said we were the first commercial UAS business park in the United States. This project was conceived back in 2011 and the development started in 2015. And we have really hit the accelerator here over the last, year to year and a half. When the governor talked about $2.5 billion in new assets, that figure represents the value of the rough value of all of these Global Hawk aircraft that are going to start moving over to Grand Sky. There are 9 of them at Grand Sky now. We're targeting a total of 24 to ultimately be there. These planes are, tens of millions, if not 100 million or more in value. So there's a lot of hardware sitting there, and they're all going to be renovated and retrofitted. The Air Force has canceled some of that Global Hawk program, the Block 20 program, the Block 30 program. Think of that as the Block 20 model, the Block 3 model. The Block 4 model is still flying for the U.S. Air Force out of Grand Forks Air Force Base, but the earlier models are being decommissioned from the Air Force, and they're going to be repurposed for a new program called SkyRange, which is going to help help the United States military do testing around hypersonic missiles and other high-speed weapons. And that's probably a whole nother show to go into how that works. But all of those planes are going to get modified and cleaned up and made ready for their new mission with all new sensors and new parts over at Grand Sky. So that's a long way to say what that means for us is Grand Sky is a hiring spree that we're about to go on here over the next year or so to bring in all kinds of folks from mechs and techs to ground crews to all the engineering that's going to be needed, all the way down to possibly even painting the aircraft. So there's a lot of work that's going to be done at Grand Sky to support this particular program.
Well, that's awesome. So, you know, we frequently talk about the state of North Dakota and its dependence on oil and soil to drive its economy. And so this sounds like an amazing, not only national security support element, you know, mission, but, you know, can you talk about the types of jobs and, you know, the pay that one, people average or so at Grand Sky, and two, you know, the future of that. I mean, because we're going now from a, you know, a technical to, you know, purely white collar approach to now we're going to have a combined white and blue collar sort of cadre of workers there. So can you talk about the types of jobs and the pay that institution or that particular park has brought to
sure.
the Grand Forks region?
I can. We routinely get an economic impact report done. About every other year we get it done because that matches kind of our growth rate. So we'll have another one done a little bit later this year. But based on our last one, which admittedly is a little bit older, 2020, but based on that particular report, we have just about 200 people that work every day at Grand Sky. That number is about to go up, possibly even double over the next year to 2 years. And the average salary at Grand Sky is $92,000 a year. And I predict that number to stay relatively the same because I think we'll be hiring a lot of field crew, ground crew, whose salaries might be slightly under that, but we're also going to have a whole lot of engineers whose salaries will be much higher than that. So, if I really had to put a peg on it, I'd say we'll slowly drift up towards an average salary of $100,000 a year. But I think more importantly is the number of people employed is going to go up very, very high. So we are excited about that. There's construction going on there now. We're finishing up a new building that's going to support some fire trucks for us and a transient hangar that can support shorter duration test work. And one of our tenants, General Atomics, is in the process of building their newest and largest hangar on site. So there's a lot of growth happening right now at Grand Sky, and the project planning is heavily in the works, and we've got a whole lot of plans for the future ourselves.
Well, that's beautiful. So tell me, you have plans, but where's the industry as a whole heading over the next several years?
So that's where some of our plans fit in as well. Advanced air mobility is a catchphrase. It's a ubiquitous phrase in the industry. It can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So I'll tell you what it means for Grand Sky and what I think it means for North Dakota. First, it means jobs. Second, it means taking advantage of the incredible general aviation kind of culture that North Dakota has. But advanced air mobility really works around the concept of air taxis. Companies like Uber and Google and others, Airbus, are kind of looking at this industry and saying, okay, we're going to build these new types of aircraft that are kind of looking to act like helicopters but are electric. They have multiple rotors instead of one really big gas-powered one. They have a little bit more efficiency through that. And they can build autonomy into them and carry 3 to 4 to 5, even 6 or more people for the largest ones. And they can really help with an urban environment, say like a San Francisco and New York or Miami, Minneapolis. How do we move people around easier and more efficiently? But also how do we move goods and services around? Well, when we adapt that model that they're looking at for cities and adapt it to a North Dakota need, to me, this becomes a tremendous workforce augmentation tool. This becomes an incredible rural healthcare delivery tool where we can get not only prescription medication out and emergency devices, but we can get diagnostic equipment sent around that people can kind of come up to, and we can send technicians with it to run diagnostic tests that people might normally now have to drive pretty far for. Well, maybe we can move the equipment to the people instead of the people to the equipment. And that'll be a massive game changer in my mind with respect to rural healthcare delivery and how that can really, really, help change, the outcomes for folks. I also think that we can be carrying emergency supplies into flood areas. We saw in the just a few weeks back, when the storms hit northwest North Dakota and all the power lines went down. Well, these things could be immediately brought into play to carry equipment, carry people, and carry tools into assess that.
Tom, hang on. We just got to take a quick break. Want to talk more about this on the other side. President of Grand Sky Development, Tom Sawyer, on What's on Your Mind.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. James Lamont sitting in for Scott Hennon, talking to Tom Sawyer, who's president of Grand Sky Development. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, my friends. And by the way, it's Monday. That means all the muffins are 99 cents all day, every Monday. You get a killer deal on that thing going on too. I'm telling you. But if you are hungry today, I was to tell you, hey, you want to get some home cooking? You want to be able to just grab it and go? You can go to Harwood today. Grilled barbecue chicken breasts on the sides at 12th Avenue North. They got Taco Mac today. lasagna with garlic toast and the popcorn chicken bowls they make on West Main Avenue in West Fargo. Valley City off exit 292, Chef's Choice. NP Avenue's got Swedish meatballs today. Yulin's serving up the tater tot hot dish. It's fantastic. Glendon's got chicken fried steak. It's not the best chicken fried steak I've had. Really good. Gravy's fantastic. Chicken fettuccine on 9th Avenue Southwest in Fargo. It's home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's what I know there.
Yeah. Well, cool. Let's get something to eat after.
Now I'm hungry.
Well,
hot dish.
Yeah, right. So, hey, we were talking about the flood, and I just want to emphasize, we tend to just quantify everything from the perspective of, hey, we're creating this many jobs, bringing this much money to the economy, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, I can't emphasize enough, this was the first of its kind where we had, you know, a major storm event, and within 12 hours or 14 hours, we had approval from the FAA to survey that area using the Vantis network or the Beyond Visual Line of Sight network. So I think it's important to emphasize there's a public good or a public safety component of this that only North Dakota has been able to enjoy at this point. And as a result, even though it took a long time to get everybody back up to speed on power, it probably happened twice as fast as it would have if you had traditional survey crews working that. So I'm glad we had that in place. I'm glad the FAA had the confidence in us to move that mission, et cetera. So North Dakota, basically, I'm not going to try to explain the complexities here, but we have three things that we invest in terms of UAS. One is the Grand Sky Park, which Tom talked about in terms of its growth and development and support to the national security mission. We also have a group of subject matter experts that work with the FAA. They're known as the test site. They're the ones that get the waivers to fly these cool things. And then there's a third component of this called Vantis. And this is the network or the infrastructure that we're building to support the advanced air mobility operations that you talked about, Tom, and kind of where your industry is heading. So how does the state's investment in all of these pieces of infrastructure, if you will, advance your ability to, you know, enjoy advanced air mobility and bring these types of jobs to the region as well as sort of outcompete the rest of the country? So how do these investments help you as a Grand Sky business development owner, and what does this mean to the state?
That's an awesome question, James. I'll start with the Grand Sky, as it's near and dear to my heart. The state of North Dakota has invested $28 million to date since 2013 in Grand Sky. And all of that investment has gone towards infrastructure, specifically roads, pipes, the water pipes, the sewer pipes, the electric lines, natural gas, the data and fiber security, and the airfield pavements and airfield, the ramp areas that are needed to be able to do the work that we do. All the jobs out at Grand Sky and all of the vertical development, every building out there, all of them have all been invested in private sector dollars. So when we say the state put $28 million in, the state is our largest investor, and we treat it like an investment the way any kind of equity company would. And we try to generate a return on that investment, and we measure that return in two main ways. The first is jobs, which you talked about earlier, which are 200 of them. And the second part is what is the return on investment on a dollar-for-dollar basis. So if the state put $28 million in infrastructure, how much did the private sector put in? And to date, we've got $90 million in private sector investment in just buildings. So if we look to brick to brick, the state's getting better than a 3-to-1 on its investment right now. And then when you add nearly $1 billion-plus worth of planes, we just hit it out of the park with respect to returns to the taxpayers of North Dakota. And so that's we're very proud of that. We're going to continue to build on that. The other two investments the state makes with the Northern Plains test site and with the Vantis system, we actually have on Grand Sky kind of a precursor, the first leg almost, if you will, of the Vantis system, in that we use a radar that's located at the Grand Forks Air Force Base to be able to detect all the planes out in the airspace that allows our pilots flying drones to safely fly in the airspace without the need of a chase plane behind it or an observer on the ground that can always see the plane at all times. And those are the rules that FAA has. But they've given us a waiver to that to be able to use this radar to do that. And That means the cost of operating at Grand Sky are significantly lower, and it means the cost for those companies are lower, the cost of Grand Sky are lower. It just makes everything more efficient and is a massive competitive advantage, because nowhere else in the country do they have this true BV loss capability. And the Vansa system that the state is investing in is going to take that capability that already exists at Grand Sky. It's going to massively enhance it with communications network, and it's going to spread it and distribute it around the state, which is going to create all kinds of opportunities for every community to utilize unmanned aircraft in the ways they see fit, in the way they see the most benefit from. So it is a massive workforce multiplier. It's a massive economic accelerator that every community can take advantage of. So I think it's an incredible investment on behalf of the state. I think it's incredibly forward-looking. North Dakota is the only state that has, you know, reached out this far and done it this way, and we are absolutely leading the country because of it.
Yeah, thank you. And I would encourage folks, as you're heading out to Devil's Lake or something, I mean, you could see the growth and development of this facility from Highway 2. It's really special. It's not, you know, it's not just a bunch of buildings. It's support to the national security mission. It's the creation of hundreds of well-paying jobs for North Dakotans. It's advancing the commercial applications of unmanned systems, meaning precision agriculture in a time where it's difficult to get workforce. Obviously, having this mechanized and or precision-based approach is very helpful, and unmanned systems have played a tremendous part in that. And then naturally supporting the energy sector and subsequently the recovery effort for the energy sector following the huge blizzards we had in April. So, I mean, all these things are coming together at the right time for the state of North Dakota, and the growth is just simply amazing. You know, when I first joined this show about 2 hours ago, I was told we were just scored as the fourth most patriotic state in the country. And frankly, I look at that and I go, really? I really do believe it's higher. I mean, just thinking of the mission that you guys are pushing or advancing at Grand Forks, then naturally what they do in Minot with two out of three legs of the nuclear triad, right? So all of these things are coming together at an amazing time. There's a lot of tech happening in terms of how we service rural communities, whether it's in the medical space or delivery, and I only anticipate that this industry is going to grow. Tom, anything else? I mean, in terms of, you know, kind of where you see Grand Sky development and how we can advance. We have 30 seconds, so I think go for it.
I think that we just see an incredible growth in the future. We're going to add different aircraft types. More companies are interested in Grand Sky. So the future, I get criticized sometimes. It can't always be optimism, Tom, but I don't know how it's not. The future is so bright for everybody at UAS.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
Tom Sawyer is the main man, president of Grand Sky Development. Coming up, Nick Phillips is going to be on from Applied.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans in Texas formally rejected President Biden's election in 2020 and called it illegitimate. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed over the Juneteenth holiday weekend. Roughly 19,000 flights have been canceled or delayed since Thursday. An unpermitted music event to celebrate Juneteenth in Washington, D.C. ends in the death of a 15-year-old boy. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti provides an update on the shooting.
The officer, I just talked to the officer. I'll be headed to the hospital shortly. He received a gunshot wound to the lower extremity, but it appears that he's going to be okay. The other two individuals that were shot have gunshot wounds. I'm not exactly sure where those injuries are, but it appears they're in stable condition. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the juvenile, it appears he's 15 years of age.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jump there, sorry about that. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. That's a good song, though, too. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. They have got all kinds of specials going on now with your promo code. Your promo code is Scott, as in Scott Hennen. But keep that promo code close. First of all, the slippers are on sale for $49.98. Most comfortable slippers you'll ever own for this part of the world. I mean, they are designed for our winters. You can wear them inside, outside, on the soles. Took them 2 years to develop the slippers. And they're beautiful. You got the memory foam, the impact gel in there, helps prevent fatigue, molds to your foot, quality leather, heavy stitching, $49.98 right now at MyPillow.com. And just to mention for some of the other stuff going on, he's got a buy one, get one free on the MyPillow, the premium MyPillows, or the classic. They've also got buy one, get one free on the towels and the save 30% on the mattress topper, as well as a deal on the sheets as well. So, I mean, you go to MyPillow.com homepage, you click on the radio listener square right there. You cannot miss it when you scroll down. And when you do that, do your shopping, enter the promo code Scott, and you are good to go. Or you can call them, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Promo code is Scott at MyPillow.com. James Lamont in for Scotty today. And really been a pleasure getting to know you and men, and thinking about what you have to do for as Commerce Commissioner. And I don't know in this day and age if I could do it, but hats off to you, brother, man. You keep it going.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's a great sort of unique economic development, yeah. Workforce development. There are a lot of things going on in the state.
There'd be a lot of states that wouldn't be as good of a job, I'm sure, that don't have the growth in the economy North Dakota does.
Right, really. But I mean, and hats off to my team, because it's been a very aggressive push to attract a lot of these projects. And when I say aggressive, I mean super aggressive. And what we're going to talk about right now is something that I think a lot of people are curious about. We have Mr. Nick Phillips. He's the government affairs rep for Applied Blockchain, which was among the first crypto sort of data center type organizations to make North Dakota their home. And so welcome to the show, Nick.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, you know, I'm going to start with a fundamental question, because I just don't think I understand it very well, and I imagine others are kind of in a similar boat as I am. But can you help folks understand what blockchain is?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the most popular type of blockchain that's out there, of course, is going to be cryptocurrency. People are seeing in the news right now. The price of Bitcoin and Ethereum and other such things is wildly up or down at any given time. But if you go back to the fundamentals of what is blockchain, the idea is that it's a ledger. It's a public ledger that anybody can look at, that you can know with certainty that everything that's happened on it is true and correct. So, for example, if somebody's out there, you know, sending you money, you know that they had the money. You're not worried about, you know, like a bounce check or something like that, because the ledger tells you that they've got the funds that they purport to have. In the case of cryptocurrency, it's all about currency, but there's other types of blockchains out there, things like NFTs your listeners might have heard of, or other items like that. But the idea is essentially that the blockchain is an immutable public record that people can know for certain who has title, who has ownership to whatever it is that they're claiming to have ownership of. An example that's outside of cryptocurrency is something like title of properties. For example, if you own a car or you own a piece of real estate, you'll find when you buy real estate, of course, that you go to through a process where you have a title, an insurance policy, where they're ensuring that they haven't made a mistake, that the person who's selling you the property actually did in fact own the property. Blockchain would be very interesting, for example, with respect to real estate. And you wouldn't have to have those types of policies in place because you would know certainly that that person owned it. And if there were any liens against the property, they would also be recorded in the blockchain.
So it's an application that's well beyond cryptocurrency. So basically anything we transact in, from a contract to not only that contract, but then the types of people or peers in this instance that would have to verify it, meaning, oh, you're selling your house. Well, you know, there's an abstract and all of these things. So basically what you're saying is blockchain is effectively something that not only can execute upon contracts, but can provide some of those services that historically have been done by humans and or is much slower.
That's right. Yep. And it gives an absolute record of truth inside of that blockchain, which anybody can go out and validate and follow the history of every transaction all the way back to the beginning.
Perfect. So how does blockchain support the crypto market? Because they're different. There's blockchain, which is like the peer-to-peer verification and contracting and sort of data movement mechanism, and then there's crypto, which is like a currency or a commodity that's being traded. So how do those two sort of coincide?
Yeah, so with cryptocurrency, it's just a particular ledger. Depending on what currency somebody's looking at, it's just a particular ledger for that currency. So going back to the time which that currency was created, you can see the history of all transactions to that piece of currency all the way back. So the blockchain, what the servers, what the computers are doing is they're validating every single transaction. Whenever a new transaction is entered into the ledger, the computers are going through and they're checking every single transaction and making sure that they're all valid and that somebody didn't try to slide something in there that wasn't available or true.
Great. So Nick, can you tell listeners, what is Applied Blockchain doing in Central North Dakota? As I mentioned earlier, Applied Blockchain was among the first to announce a project here. So what are you doing?
Yeah, so Applied Blockchain, we are a company who designs, builds, owns, and operates facilities which host the computers that do blockchain, that do the activities that the blockchain requires, so that verification of transactions that we talked about. In our case, the vast majority of that is certainly cryptocurrency related, but we can support other technologies, such as any other technologies that are high amounts of compute that's required, such as video processing, image processing, artificial intelligence, neural networks, machine learning, gene sequencing, things like that. So types of technologies that just take a lot, they take a lot of computing power, because there's a lot of math and other things going on those machines, which when you have a lot of computing power, there's also a large requirement for electrical needs. So in our case, Central North Dakota has an abundance of electricity. North Dakota as a state exports energy out of the state to other neighboring states, and it makes a lot of sense for us to locate where the energy is coming from as opposed to, you know, commercial zones where the power is being consumed. Better to be closer to where the power is being generated.
Excellent. So you mentioned sort of a broad consumption of large amounts of power, and so that's been probably one of the main criticisms of cryptocurrency and or blockchain technologies and affects people. Like, well, this thing, you know, 10 years ago, cryptocurrency mining actually used equivalent to the entire nation of Hungary's power consumption, right? And that was 10 years ago, and obviously this industry has grown quite a bit. So, you know, what happens if there's a storm or the power goes out? I mean, this is something that's on a lot of people's minds because they, you know, with Texas having gone offline last year for a little bit and with, you know, concerns over whether or not the energy grid can meet demand for, you know, people, their homes, commercial and industrial projects, et cetera. So if there is a storm and if the power goes out or something, I mean, are you guys still there just eating up all the power, or how does this balance work?
Yeah, so there's a short answer and a long answer to that. So the short answer is we're required by the regulators in the state to shut down if need be to make sure that other customers in the area are able to have electricity that they need to, you know, heat their homes and have their lights on and things like that. So short answer is no, we're not online when other consumers are needing the power. Of course, if a tree fell right in front of your house and took out the line to your house, we wouldn't be able to help with that. But generally for large types of events, we're required to shut down in order to provide power to other customers. The other part of that story is that there's something called congestion. So when there's an imbalance of power generation and what transmission lines can move around, there's congestion. And so there's wind farms and there's coal plants and there's solar and there's other types of technologies that are generating electricity. And if it's really windy and sunny and coal is running all at the same time, the transmission lines running around the state might not be able to move that amount of energy out of the state. And so we're able to absorb that extra energy and use it. And then if there's some sort of an event that requires that power to be available, then we're able to shut down. And we can shut down our operations faster than a secondary or a backup power plant or something can spin up and start providing electricity to consumers. So we actually provide a lot of value to consumers and the grid generally just by locating in places where there's these imbalances.
So is that primarily what led you to come to North Dakota, that, or was there like a specific incentive or?
Yeah, that's the main thing is we look for these imbalances. Where are there places in the grid where we can locate and we can absorb that type of energy? There's also, of course, North Dakota has a lot of great programs. There's some data center related programs in North Dakota that are great. We've found working with the folks who live in North Dakota to be just wonderful. Lots of hardworking folks who are willing and eager to come learn what we're doing and learn how we do it and work with us.
Yeah, we get that a lot. I mean, the work ethic here, the sort of the infrastructure, the collective sort of incentives in terms of a tax-friendly kind of place to do business. And also our power relative to the rest of the country is inexpensive. I mean, obviously, prices have gone up as of late due to inflationary pressures and pressures on energy markets. But in the aggregate, I think North Dakota does quite well in that regard. I think we're going to have a break coming up here soon. And so when we get back from the break, I'd like to talk about kind of where you see your industry heading. And when I say your industry, I mean the blockchain non sort of crypto as well as the crypto component. And so because there's just been a lot of turmoil over the last several months, you know, it's really interesting in that, you know, people have been focusing on, you know, the Bitcoin bloodbath or whatever they call it these days. But the reality is when you look at many of the blue chip stocks, and if you look at some, you know, some household names, the FANGs, if you will, the Facebooks and Amazons of the world and Meta, which is formerly known as Facebook, I mean, we're seeing similar declines in terms of commodity values. So it'll be really interesting to have this this when we come back. I'm curious where you see the industry heading, and look forward to it after the break.
Talking with Nick Phillips, Executive Vice President of Hosting Operations and Public Affairs with Applied Blockchain. Interesting stuff. Any questions? 800-228-0550 is the number to call. What's on your mind? James Lawn, sitting in for Scott Hennen. We'll be right back.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back. Our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
The Red River Valley Fair is back and better than ever, Friday, July 8th through Sunday, July 17th. The 10 best days of summer are getting closer, which means it's time to purchase your Mega Pass. Purchase before July 7th to enjoy unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides at the Red River Valley Fair. That's right, unlimited admission and rides with the Mega Pass. Get your Mega Pass today and get the most out of your Red River Valley Fair experience. For more information, go to RedRiverValleyFair.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Hope you had a great weekend. Good Father's Day weekend. Brought to you by our friends at SchwanBuickGMC.com. I will tell you what. Okay, right now they're taking orders. All new 2022 Sierra, the 1500S, they're taking orders now. But if you want what you want. If you want to get into a vehicle, they do have new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. But hurry, they go quick. Stop by today. And, of course, they have an excellent selection. Over 75 clearly marked certified pre-owns on the lot right now, trucks and SUVs. They're ready to sell. Price to sell, all makes, all models. And keep in mind, too, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann's. Okay? Lifetime of protection, no extra cost, and there's still some 0% money out there for very well-qualified buyers. All right? Most GM models, most Buick SUV models, 0% available. But you got to get in there, and you got to be very well-qualified. Find out more at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, SchwannBuickGMC.com. Any questions, 701-214-6372. Call Steve and the team. They're fantastic people. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, Nick, thanks for coming back. So, Rook, we've only got a few minutes left of the show, so I was just kind of curious if we can kind of talk through. There have been a lot of issues lately in crypto markets, and but what's your take on kind of where the crypto industry is heading, and where you see Bitcoin or Ethereum and other coins, if you will, over the next few years?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's these cycles, that maybe very volatile cycles, it might appear, to folks inside of the crypto markets. I remember back in 2017, Bitcoin had gone from $1,000 at the beginning of the year and made its way to $20,000 by the end of 2017. And by March of 2018, it had fallen all the way down to $3,000. Still three times up from where it was just a year prior, but drastically lower than when people started to be really paying attention. The general public was really paying attention to it when it got to 20,000. And if you look over the last, you know, decade, you'll see these big, you know, these big swings, which are constantly trending up. So I think, you know, I think Bitcoin, I think Ethereum, I think these coins are here for the long run. Certainly there may be some coins that, you know, don't stick around, but I think overall crypto is here. It's here to stay. And if you're investing in any asset and you're looking at it at long term, if you look at the stock market, there's swings. If you look at, you know, NASDAQ right now, a lot of big tech companies are down. Many are down 50% or 80%, 90%, as compared to where they were just not that long ago. You'll see swings. So if you're investing, you know, short term and trying to make short term gains on any asset class right now with what's going on in the world, it's pretty difficult.
But I think Nick, long term, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think long term, it's, you know, it's got a bright future.
Got a couple of texts in, Nick. I heard some Bitcoin distribution places are not allowing people to cash out. Kind of defeats the point of having something that is supposed to not have oversight or control by someone else. How do we avoid those problems?
Yeah, so there's some, I don't fully know which ones they're talking about, but I do know that there are some exchanges that have some liquidity issues short term that they're having to deal with. So it could happen if there's a fully, you know, unregulated market that has who knows what going on in it.
Another text question. Why is stock for applied blockchain dropping, albeit the market is as well, but shouldn't this be a good investment right now?
I do believe it is a good investment right now. It's there's a lot of things going on in the marketplace. As you know, all companies in NASDAQ, for example, are pretty much down. So it's hard for me to speak to that specifically, but I believe in what we're doing. I think what we're doing is great. And applied blockchain, yeah, we are down like a lot of other companies out there.
That's for sure. Again, Nick isn't as much in the crypto world as he is in the blockchain world, but Montana abandoning crypto or Bitcoin because it uses so much energy and water was in the news the last couple of weeks. I don't know if you can weigh in on that.
Yeah, so I do know there's some facilities going up in Montana, but it's not a state that we operate in. Hard for me to talk to their local specific issues. Some facilities do try to use a lot of water. We try to not do that, which is another reason why we like to be in North Dakota. The temperatures are, other than the last couple of days, typically the temperatures are very mild.
So in the aggregate, I mean, you're bullish on blockchain, you're bullish on just kind of wrapping it up here, and what are you thinking in terms of blockchain non-crypto? Like, where do you see that industry heading? Are we going to continue automating our way into these processes, or?
Yeah, I think I brought up earlier property titles. You mentioned abstract. I think that over the next, you know, many years, property titles, especially real estate, will move towards blockchain. I know North Dakota had done some exploratory work on uninsured motorists or insurance for cars, some research on that. I think that it's a great way, you know, for people to really understand what's actually going on in some sort of a transaction.
Great. Well, hey, Nick, I'd like to thank you for thank you for coming on the show today, and look forward to seeing you next time you're in North Dakota.
Sounds great. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Nick. I am really curious. And, you know, things in the future. You know, I mean, to see how this plays out. Not only the blockchain and the applications that'll be run through it, but with all the crypto stuff going on with cryptocurrency, it's going to be interesting to watch. There's no credibility there. It won't last. those dang cars, it'll always be horse and buggy. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Thanks for being here, buddy. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show again.
Keep up the great work.
You got it, boss. Take care.
You bet. James Lamont, Commissioner of Commerce. Commerce Commissioner, State of North Dakota, sitting in for Scotty today. He's back tomorrow. What's on your mind? Prepare for stories from Norway tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape, and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters, 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.